Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our predictions special for Money in the Bank 2021. Oh boy, Big Red on the line. Trio's title down there on the line. They're all mine. They could be gone.
Well, hold on a second. This is actually unification predictions.
That's
because
right.
I do have Where's the interim title. It's back there somewhere. It's fine.
Yeah. I think I see the white strap.
Yeah, it's back there.
I do. I see it. It's back there.
So this is a unification deal here. So just keep that in mind.
Ooh, that's right. You're an interim champion. I'm actual champion. And I am not Mr. Money in the Bank yet, but I do have the Money in the Bank briefcase right here. Larson, tell the good people exactly what you win if you win Money in the Bank this year, a separate competition for
it
us.
It will be a separate competition. If you win Money in the Bank this year, you'll get an opportunity to add anywhere between 0 and 5 points to your score for a subsequent predictions contest in the future.
Ooh. Aren't we able to cash in the night of Money in the Bank, though?
I suppose if you want to.
I think we can cash in Money in the Bank, too. So I'm going to put, five zeros?
One zero, five ones.
Yeah.
4 twos, 3 threes, 2 fours, and 1 5 in there.
And then at what point do you have to cash in?
I would think it'd have to be before the main event.
Before the main event. We'll figure it out. All right. That's all
Love
good
it.
Stuff.
As like any new endeavor we have, we're just kind of working things out as we go along.
Yeah.
So for this, we will wait till the end of the episode to do the predictions for this because it's pretty easy.
But before we get into our predictions, let's talk confidence points real quick. 7 matches on the card here. The match you're most confident in, you give 7 confidence points. The match you're least confident in, you give 1. So on and so forth down the line till each match has unique point value attached to it. You get your pick right. You get those points. Whoever has most points at the end of the show wins predictions and gets themselves a belt. Maybe 2.
Correct.
Maybe a briefcase.
Yes.
There you go.
Anyway.
Maybe all set out there. Love it. Love it.
All right.
Love
let's
it.
Kick it off. Kickoff show match.
Yeah.
Rey and Dom Mysterio versus Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Just for those announced today, I think.
SmackDown tag titles.
Woke
yes.
up and I saw this. Larson, who do you got with this match?
So this is on the kickoff show. If the Usos are going to win these tag titles, it's going to be on a main card because that's a pretty significant story beat in this whole Roman Usos storyline. So Mysterio's are retaining. They're not losing the titles yet. I don't know for sure how the finish is going to go. And just based on how the confidence points are going down, I have to put more confidence points on this than I really feel comfortable. I got the Mysterios winning 4 confidence points.
Wow.
It's because I got all my lower point values tied up in the Money in the Bank stuff.
that is a solid point. But I hate the idea of losing, which I might. I have 1 confidence point on this match.
Wow.
And I've got the Mysterios as well. Because we saw the Usos number one pin Rey Mysterio tonight.
Yeah.
I kind of forget how all their matches. I know Roman interrupted one of the matches when they were on the verge, the Usos. And I forget. I think they had one before that, maybe. I don't remember. In any event, I got the Usos with 1. I'm sorry. The Mysterios with one. Yeah.
All right. Now, here's one thing that I think we failed to say here. I am picking everything out of a hat here.
Yes. Okay. Love it.
Confidence points are in this hat that's in front of me right now. And then off to the side, I've got heel and face sitting over here. So fate will decide every one of my picks.
We got the most manic.
So let's see how many confidence points this match will get. I figure that's the best way to do this. This one will get...
Killing my soul.
3 confidence points.
That's a fair value. That's
sounds
fair
about right. Value. That sounds kind of normal.
3 confidence points, and away that goes. 3's done. 3's been taken. Who will it be? It will be the face. Mysterios 3
It's already working
points.
Out for you. Pretty good.
3 confidence points.
So far, Enforcer's winning.
Gotcha. Wow. Boom. Yes.
All right, this is already working out really well. Next, women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Yes. Steve, who do you got?
Man, I look at this and my heart tells me it really should be. It totally should be Nikki A.S.H. It's not going to be Nikki A.S.H. It's going to be Alexa Bliss. And then she's going to cash in on the Raw women's title. At the end of that match, which is a bummer because the only reason why I think it should be Nikki is because that would pop the crowd huge. And I don't think a cash in from Alexa would unless they find a way to stage it in a really cool manner. Because I just don't know what the reaction to all this Alexa stuff is going to be, the Fiend Alexa. But I mean, she is sort of the most powerful person on the Raw women's roster.
Yeah.
Literally,
lights should go down. They should come up. She should be holding the briefcase. That's how it should go.
That should be the whole match right there.
And then the cash in, lights go down. They come back up and she's holding the title. Yeah, she's already cashed.
That's how it should go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually. Oh, how many points are you putting on this?
I've got, let's see here. Oh my goodness. Where is it? Sorry. I've got 3 confidence points.
Copy and paste. I got Bliss.
Okay, you got Bliss. Okay, yeah. Very well. Let me get my thing here. You got Bliss with 3. Okay, so I just need to take Alexa Bliss out of here. And then here are the other names here. Do 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 do. Who will it be? It is Nikki Cross.
Whoa.
Wow. Nikki.
Solid.
And how
pick.
How many points is Nikki gonna get here? Let's see. Do 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 do. 6 confidence points.
Oh my gosh.
6 confidence points on Nikki to win this baby. There we go.
Great. This is the most thrilling episode of Prediction.
Nikki 6. Boom, baby.
This is so good.
And I will take these out of the hat.
Actually kind of pulling for Nikki at this point.
Yeah.
There you go. And then putting face and heel back in that hat. Away these babies go.
All right. Next for Raw Tag Team Championships, your champs, AJ Styles and Amos, taking on the Viking Raiders. Enforcer.
Oh, yes.
Make your pick.
Who do I have?
This is so thrilling.
Who does Fate have for 2 confidence points?
Two
confidence points. I have... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It is the heels.
All right.
The heels.
You're getting those points.
That's a sure thing.
How many How many did I have on that one again for points?
Two.
Okay, yeah, I got that, baby, two. Two for AJ. I wish a little bit more now thinking, but fate has decided.
Fate has decided, Steve. I'm guessing you got AJ and Amos as well.
Yeah, I got 6 confidence points on them.
Yeah, I got 5.
A lot of confidence.
I got 5 on AJ and Amos. They're totally winning.
All right.
Totally winning.
All right. Yeah, totally.
All right. So, Steve, you had how many again?
Six.
Six. And Larson had 5.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's talk this Raw women's title match. Scheduled to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
Yes, it is.
Now, the question is, will the cash-in happen after they have their match? Or will it be made a triple threat bout? I'm going the route of triple threat bout. I'm saying Alexa wins that match. One confidence
Okay.
point.
All right. All right. Alexa with I like that. That's good. I am going to go with Rhea Ripley winning this match. I got 4 confidence points, and I believe Alexa cashes in after the match.
Okay, let's see what we got.
That could swing everything. That could swing everything.
It could be a weird DQ thing.
All right, confidence points. One confidence point.
Given that this is the cash-in match, that's not terrible.
Yeah,
that's good. That's really good.
On the one positioned as the heel. So Charlotte with one.
Okay.
Charlotte with one.
That's solid.
Possible.
That's solid.
There's a DQ situation. You're in good shape there.
All right.
All right, for the WWE title. We got Bobby Lashley, the champion, versus Kofi Kingston. Steve, who do you got?
I really hope the Enforcer pulls 8 for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I've got...
It's still out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Seven,
I'm sorry.
Seven.
Seven's the most. Yeah, and that's what I have.
I've got seven.
I've got seven on Lashley.
Same. Seven on Lashley.
Seven on Lashley.
We just can't wait to get to Enforcer's pick faster.
I know, right? Here we go, right? I think I've created something here. I've created a gimmick.
It's terrifying.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Thrilling.
So,
it really is. My heart's beating.
I know.
Four confidence points.
Oh.
It will be.
Hopefully you're wasting this on the 4 confidence points on the face.
4 confidence points on Kofi Kingston.
Oh, no. Four on Kofi. Although, I will say this.
If we get a DQ,
there is the possibility that, like, what if Big E does cash in on Bobby during this match and, like, the match ends up a DQ or something? Like, it could be thrown out. You never know. We might lose a ton of points.
You never know. Never know. Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. We'll do our picks for the briefcase afterwards. This is for the title. Enforcer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's do ours. Let's do our picks first.
You two need to go. Yes. You two need to go first.
I've been saying that Big E was going to win this for a while. I wavered a little bit, considered Seth. Mm-hmm. But after what happened tonight on SmackDown, Seth put his hands on the briefcase. He's not winning. I'm going Big E. 2 confidence points.
I also have 2 confidence points, and I know I've been riding the Riddle train for a long time. But a couple things over the past week, especially, has really swung things over for me for Big E. And the last piece of that puzzle was tonight. He got stomped into the ladder, and Seth basically stood on top of that ladder and eliminated his chances. Big E closed the live show tonight with a huge speech to the fans. They want this to be the biggest deal. Riddle goes on and on about cashing in on a tag team. I do think there's some compelling stories there, but the only thing they could really do with that is either give the briefcase to Orton, which isn't really that interesting, but Vince loves him. Or just keep it on Riddle for a while and do some goofy stuff. I still think that Riddle is sort of the closest thing we have to an Otis from last year, and that's one of the reasons I was going with him. But I want to unify this title. I want it in my hands. I'm going with Big E, but I just think that's the way to go. He's talked about facing Roman. He's talked about fighting Roman with the case. There's that. There's also on the other side, you got Raw with the New Day in the number one story with the WWE title holder, Bobby Lashley. So he could cross over. There's been talk of bringing him over to Raw. they're going to have a unicorn theme Money in the Bank briefcase. Are you kidding me? Of course they're going to do it. It's Big E. I got two confidence points.
Mm-hmm. All right. Two confidence points. Okay. So I just need to take Big E out of this hat then. That's
yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So yeah, there goes KO. There goes Ricochet. Ricochet's in here, baby. Rollins, Riddle, Drew.
Oh, take Riddle out also because he's gonna be he's actually my pick for this.
He's your
because
backup.
I've seeded Big E.
Very well, very well.
To right, Larson. Out.
Here we go.
The actual
Riddle is out of the hat.
Wait, Riddle, okay. No. At first, I could have Riddle for the title. Why can't he have Riddle for the title?
Oh yeah, yeah. Isn't this just for the main title?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We're doing it for the title. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were doing the thing.
All right,
okay.
All right, my bad. Riddle's in there. All right. Da, la, 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 da, 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 da. Don't want to draw this out too much.
No, don't say Ricochet.
Morrison.
Oh,
Morrison, baby. Yeah, Morrison.
Hey, at least it's not Ricochet.
This may blow up.
Better not be seven. Please don't be seven.
Seven is still in here, man.
Please don't be seven.
Five.
Oh, it's so many
five
points.
A lot. It was going really good for you at first, too, Enforcer.
It was. Five on Morrison. All right, fine then.
I love Johnny Drip Drip, though.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for him and Nikki, though. I'm pulling for them. I'm telling you.
I'm guessing this will be the main event, Roman Reigns versus Edge for the Universal title. All right, Enforcer. Who do you got?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess now, I mean, I've only got seven in here, so it's going to be 7 points. 7 points. On, wow, this could go. Yeah, seven right there. There's seven.
Okay.
All right.
God.
And.
Oh, this has to say heel. All right,
let's see.
This has to say heel.
7 points. Oh, the
even
whole enchilada.
Even doesn't. Just kayfabe it, Enforcer.
Heel.
All right.
Seven points.
Okay, that's good.
All right. So Enforcer's got Roman with seven. I got Roman with six.
All right.
Seth is going to cost Edge this match, setting up their match at SummerSlam. 1,000%. 1,000%. All right, let's get to our briefcase picks. Steve, you mentioned you're going with Riddle. I'm going with Big E. Enforcer will make his selection. Are you gonna do it at random again, or are you gonna go? Of course.
Okay. So yeah, okay. Just take Riddle
and Big E out, and then make your pick. And then Enforcer is gonna draw a second name out of the hat for all of us in the event of a tiebreaker. If none of our primary picks win, then we need someone to win this briefcase.
All right,
so.
You got it. Okay.
Although boom, I feel like if neither Big E nor Morrison wins.
All right. So
but Nikki Cross wins the women one. I feel like we should give this to Enforcer regardless.
Okay. So I got to take Big E and Riddle out of here.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
I'm fine with whatever gets us in Enforcer's hand. I'd be down with that. That'd be hilarious. That'd be great.
All right. Let's see. And then Riddle is out of there. Okay.
All right. So go ahead, Enforcer. Make your primary pick for the briefcase.
Now we are on the briefcase pick right now. Larson has Big E. I've got
Did
Riddle.
You get Larson again?
I got Ricochet.
Oh, God. Well, he still has another. He's got another fate pick.
That's true.
We still have fate picks.
So what's the fate pick order? Let's determine this.
Enforcer, just from the sheer balls of what he's doing right now, he goes first.
Go ahead.
All right. And Rollins.
All right. That's not
okay.
bad.
Not bad. You know, that's not a terrible
it's not
pick.
Not terrible. All right, Steve, you're champ, so you can go next.
Okay.
I'll take the last one.
Okay, so this
who's my secondary pick?
Who is secondary? Secondary is KO.
Okay.
Right. And Larson, da 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 da. You have McIntyre. You got Drew.
That's a solid. You got a strong lineup there.
I do.
There you
I do.
Go. That's the there best, it is.
I feel good about your
I
briefcase.
Do. I feel great. I feel great. Briefcase.
There
coming
it
home.
Is.
Oh,
all right.
My goodness. All right.
Look at
this.
Look at this, man. This is beautiful. I got paper thrown about everywhere. Oh, it's beautiful. I love it.
That was
manic. True manic.
That was
true
absolutely
manic.
Thrilling.
What an absolute nightmare. Anyways, I'm gonna have nightmares tonight based on your picks,
unfortunately. Hey, man. Well, you terrifying. Know what, man? If you're having them and not me, that's fine.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Join us. Yep. For whatever this is going to be on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. Money in the Bank. We're going to start at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern to watch that kickoff match.
Mm-hmm.
The link is available right now on our YouTube channel. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.